much is your qualification. Get it and not to get, that is at his disposal. So you should be prepared for that. If you like, you may come, or you may go other way. That may embrace you, or may finish you. Rupa Goswami says, like thunder. The chatak, a kind of bird, they only drink the water of the rain and never any water in the surface. They are always with their face upwards, fatigued, oh water, oh water. In this way the next lines. But the cloud may send a thunder, or drops of pure water for it. With this attitude, we are to approach towards Krishna. I may get, I may not get, that also may be. But still, to hanker after his connection, that is the highest position. Not and eliminating all others. Anya vinash karma gyan. Elimination of the whole. And only to wait for his favor. I may get it, I may not get it. If you like, you may come, otherwise you go ahead. This is so dear. It is so rare. That is your sweetie. Krishna conception is like that. Astrishva Pavavatam Vinastuman Adarsunan Madmahatam Karutuva Jatha Tatha Vavi Yudhadram Patutu Mat Prananatas to Sayivanam. Whether I get it or not, I admit that that is the highest ideal of life. Let's fare after him. So you have to understand, scrutinize how and what for. Only hankering should be the best aspiration. How it is possible? We may get it, we may not get it. Still we must aspire after, and that aspiration is our highest goal. How it can be possible? What is in the process? That is not achievement of the fruit, but in the attempt there is such purity that everyone should hanker for that, even at the, without surety that you may get that. What is there in the process that we should adopt for eternity? We have to wait for eternity. May or may not get. Still we want to get. What is that? If you can understand that the beauty in the way of search, that to search for Krishna, that is the highest beauty and nothing else. The exclusive search for Krishna, that is reward in our soul. Virtue is rewards of its own. So in that way you have to analyze, think, realize, and have your satisfaction. Virtue is its own reward. I am virtuous because I want that I will be rewarded. Not that. I am virtuous, it is itself I am. It's purity. So all the conception of all the virtues, the search for Krishna as truth, that is the highest virtue. In this way, we have to understand what is devotion to Krishna and who is Krishna.
Sometimes people give up aspiring, they reverse position, And they say, I did not get it. Therefore, Krishna's will is that I do not get it.
What does he say?
Sometimes people give up aspiring for the highest thing. They say, Krishna did not give it to me. Therefore, I will go the other way.
I won't try that path.
Yes.
Then I go. Yes. And we like to do so. And there are so many. Because it's very, very rare. We may or may not achieve. So, the big research scholars, what they do? I may be successful or may not be successful. Should I go in this way? If you ask them, what they will answer. I may be successful or may not be, but still I want to research this thing. The determination will be like that, the high scholar.
Some shikshas find hope when they see someone has been successful, when they see someone has succeeded. He has reached the goal.
Like I don't follow.
That when someone follows the process and is successful in the attempt, he reaches the goal. He gets darshan of Krishna. Then that gives hope to others to see that. To see someone who has perfected.
Someone is successful.
Yes, someone who has.
And they say that you come, you follow me and you will be successful.
Yes.
You say that.
Or.
Swayam samuttis jasudustaram dhumam bhavadnavam bhima madabhrasaurila. Yada sadhanugraho bhavan, that is a slope in Bhagavatam. When they cross this ocean, Swayam samuttirja sudustaram dhuman bhavarnavam bhima madabhrasaurida bhavatpa bhadu bhavatpadam bhuriho nabhamattati dhaya jata sadhanugraho bhavan. So many. That is of the rest conception. So many saints, after using your name, after taking shelter in the service of your name, they have crossed this dreadful ocean of life and death and left the distress that boat, by the help of the boat of the praise of your holy feet, they have crossed this ocean of death and birth, and again they have left behind that boat for others to go by that way, to cross this. This is only about mukti, taking the name of Krishna to acquire liberation. Example of that. Yes. And what you want to say?
If someone has attained Krishna Prem, that is the goal, Krishna Prema. Then others will be attracted to it, make the attempt. Because the goal has been reached by someone, then the process has been shown to be correct. Because the goal has been reached, someone has reached the goal.
If we can go properly, then of course we generally can hope that we shall reach the goal. That does not affect my point, because it is very rare. I say that it is not so easy to capture the goal. We should not think like that. We have the real conception of the thing, and we shall have also at the same time the conception of what is he and what is called to get him. That getting may not be according to our picture of the present child. Union and separation, we must try to conceive that thing. Try to, though I do not get, I cannot leave the search. Once search begins in the right way, anyone cannot leave that search. In searching, he is in the searching also of about him. So they can't live. The search of Krishna is also Krishna of a particular type.
Our Swami Maharaj, he was asked, have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Lord Krishna? How would you answer such a question? If someone comes to you and says, have you seen Lord Krishna? How would you answer such a question?
Have you touched ocean? with one finger touching the one verge of the ocean, one says, yes, I have touched the ocean. I have got it. I have got ocean. What do you say?
Some want to say, have you seen the Lord? Have you seen his form?
They draw the idea from this material world. Uh-huh. And that should be pure. That is a disease, and that disease should be pure first. That we can get Krishna like this. What is Krishna? One who has no idea, they can say so. Have you seen Krishna? Like a man. Krishna can be seen. It is also said that he cannot be seen by his present senses. And what do you mean? Have you seen Krishna? And have you seen this? The many places mentioned is beyond the experience of our senses. Alokshaja, that is his first, the first nature. That he is beyond the range of our senses and even mind and even sometimes our reason. And we must go to that plane to have the idea of seeing him. Then what will be the form of sight, the nature of sight, seeing him? We have to learn. From ABC. What does it mean to see Krishna? That is also possible, but not so. Yeah. The unconscious of this world. Seeing of Krishna is not like the seeing of these material things here. In the beginning, we have to be acquainted with this principle of experience.
The deity,
it can be seen. Thing can be seen in the soul's eye. this elimination of this physical body, mental body, then a body of service, and that will have so many senses and perceptible by such senses, that the soul's eye, soul's ear. In a general way, you may think of in that way. Not this mental eye or physical eye, mental ear, physical ear. To have experience of the him, the body, is of another element. It is made by Chidananda Deha. That is the highest type of conscious body, full of service and love. Not this body of exploitation of the ego to exploit the environment, nor to get rid of the unfavorable circumstances. There is another body you will have, and he is approachable like that figure. At least you may think like that in a general way. That eye is not this eye, that mind is not this mind, all different, all Krishnaized. The transformation, Krishna consciousness, in its process will transform me whole self and give me some sort of body with which I am to experience him and his leader. We may think in that way. So through the service, transformation will take place within us. The Krishna aiming transformation. He is all and all in all. He is only can satisfy all our hankerings. In this way, the transformation will come for Krishna interest, for interest of Krishna. We must be converted into interest of Krishna whole self, and we shall find that from within a body has come out. Who can pray there with him? Eligible to work there in Vrindavan. Ani hiday mor mor mon Vrindavan mone mone eko kori mani. তাহে তোমার পদোদয় যদি করা হোক দয় তাহলে তোমার পদ উই মাস্ট ফাইন্ড আউট বৃন্দাবন উইদ ইন আস অ্যান্ড দেয়ার মাই ওন সেলফ অ্যান্ড আদার্স অলসো মাস্ট কাম টু সচ প্যারাফার্নালিয়া ইট ইজ দেয়ার If sweetness, if love is there, the land of love is also there. From so far, we are captured by the perverted reflection of sweetness, love, beauty, charm, all these things, mercy, beyond the law of nature. So, if we make progress fairly towards that goal, then we are told we shall come in a plane where we shall found our own self in a proper adjustment with the paraphernalia, where we will see Krishna and his paraphernalia there. We are 13 Vrindavan. From this mundane world of exploitation, the world of renunciation, then that calculative devotion, and then spontaneous devotion. No rhyme and reason, but the most tasteful. Taste is our guide, ruchi. our guide, and we shall enter deep within and find our own beautiful, our sweet self, as well as the sweet paraphernalia, as well as the master of that land. All these things. You have got some charm for such a news from far away. You try to catch this train to go there. ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভূমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব গুরু কৃষ্ণ প্রসাদে পায় ভক্তিদাতা বীজ এটিকেট এটিকেট টু গো টু দ্যাট ল্যান্ড অফ ড্রিম দ্যাট ল্যান্ড অফ ড্রিম সুইট ড্রিম ফিলিং আওয়ার ফিলিং উই আর ফিলিং কিংলি দিস প্রেজেন্ট সার্কামস্ট্যান্সেস present environment. The feeling should be raised to such a standard. And we have to traverse through the long, make a long journey, leaving aside so many proposals, enticement, different types, and to go to Krishna consciousness area. Krishna consciousness, it is real. The world, this world which we think real, this is transient. We are told and we can understand also, the sun, moon, earth, everything will vanish. It was not there and it will not be there again, coming, going, unsettled. But there is a plane which is really existing, and where there is real knowledge, and over that, there is real love and sympathy, sweetness, beauty. We want to live in that plane of life. We abhor this plane of life. This is not worth living. This is not worth living. We are disgusted with the highest proposals of the scientists to explore the moon, the sun, the Shukra and other planets. In spite of all these big hopes, we neglect, we despise it. For the reason of Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. And we want to live in another soil. And that soil, the proposed soil in Bhagavatam, that is that Krishna Vrijaloka. And we have particular taste and attraction for that plane of life. We want to purchase ticket to go to that land, however distant it may be, and however troublesome may be the journey. At all risk we want to go to that land, of our ideal conception, given by Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu. That is the conception behind. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj, you were mentioning this morning about how the Vaishnavas, some Vaishnavas were emanations from the dust particles of the body of Srimati Radharani.
Yes,
what was that word again? Could you please describe the word, the Sanskrit word?
Huh? It is mentioned something, the jyoti, the figure has got the luster. And there are, that luster means that is so many atoms of electrons of light, whatever you say it, who has got some relation with the but adaptability with that center, they would be ultimately drawn towards that. That is adaptability, you may think. The power, present relation, the connection with that, undetectable in the present. If it is there, difficulties, if it is there, how that can come here? That would be the problem. So, whenever this thing, these type of things are mentioned, we have to take the connection of adaptability in the undetectable position of the jiva soul, on both sides, in this side also, how dual he can come in relation to Maya, and how higher it can go in relation to Yoga Maya. These two possibilities are always in the marginal potency, the unit of marginal potency. The possibilities, without that we cannot attribute anything positively to that. The possibility, you may think it. Otherwise there will be difficulty in the law of thought, mundane. And we must not forget the qualification general given by Mahaprabhu, Achinta Bhedavit. We must not forget inconceivable. We are not master of conceive anything and everything. The whole conception with the absolute. And we bring an infinitesimal. We want to devour the whole administration plan and everything. Do you follow?
Yes.
So then, you want that infinitesimal? They feed on infinity. They live on infinite, devouring infinity.
So what was that again?
Finite. Achinta, Jnanasunna Bhakti. We neglect all these things and we want to devour, being finite, want to devour the infinite. And that is loss, waste of energy. Somewhat workable knowledge we may be imparted with. Not that I shall get the whole thing in my fist, then I shall start. The very nature is condemnable and it is mundane in its worst time. Give me the future, then I shall make forward one leg. I want the future holding my fist, then I shall start, begin starting. This is not possible even in this mundane world, and what to speak of the world of infinite. What's the time?
9:15. 9:15.
Oh. So I want to dissolve the class now, because it judges Thank you. Bhaktisutta in some Puran it is mentioned. Then Lord Janvati the Yugavatar is come. In the meantime, Mahaprabhu began Nam Sankirtana. Then they came to understand that the Yugavatar has come here. The Nimai Pandit wrote few letters to him, and Mahaprabhu also answered. Their letters of such type that we are very mean. How men like us may be delivered from this trouble of the world. And Mahaprabhu also replied in a Sanskrit talk, Parabhyasana ni nari, Vyagrati griha karmasu, Tame vasya dayan tanta navasangara sahaya. Gave consolation. It does not matter that you are engaged in political affairs and in the association of the mlecha. It is your external self, but internally you are all right. Your hankering for the truth is evident, and you have no fear in this way. And this example they put, a lady who had got some attraction for another person than her husband, she is seen to be very busy the whole day in the household affairs, but internally she is always associating herself with the company of her paramal. So in your position, don't be afraid of that in this way. But after sannyas, Mahaprabhu when came here, went straight to Ramkedi. And there, Davir Khas and Akar Maldi, they met him. At that time, it is told that Jiv Goswami was a boy. He also saw Mahaprabhu only at that time, as a view. Then, they both of them came and fell flat at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Dev at that time. And Chaitanya Dev accepted them, "You are my eternal servitor. Very soon you will join me." In this way they had a talk. And also, Sanatana Goswami put a word with to Mahaprabhu, "Who lacks of people coming along with you, and you will go to Vrindavan. In this way, they will create much disturbance. This overwhelming crowd. And you won't find peace there." And gave some hint that is under Muslim control. And with so many persons, you will go, and if any disturbance is created by anyone, you will have no peace in wandering through Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu took this in his heart and came back to Shantipur, via Shantipur to Puri, and from there, with only one attendant, he started for Vrindavan. When After this incident, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana was at the head, so no difficulty. Rupa, with all his articles, family, removed to the to his house in Yashovar. Sanatana Goswami was there. Anyhow, this news reached to Orissa Emperor and found the able administrator Rupa Sanatan is no longer helping the Nawab. He had attacked the border of Bengal and Badshah had said to go to the battlefield. Asked Sanatan, a very supernatural talent, to accompany him. But Sanatan told, it is not possible for me to do all these things. Sanatan, in the meantime, is indifferent with the political affairs, and he is deeply engaged in Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, etc., not attending the court. And the king, when he informed this, but I am not keeping well, then he sent the doctor. The doctor reported that I did not find any physical trouble, but indifferent. Then what to do? The king had to go alone to the battlefield to guide his soldiers. And he thought that Sanatana's temperament is not reliable. In my absence, he may fly away, as his brother Rupa has done. So he asked, put him into, intern him, put him into concentration camp, and keep a vigilant eye until I come back from the field, battlefield. With this order he went away. In the meantime, Sanatana is thinking very severely, furiously, how to get out of this entanglement of Maya. In the meantime, Rupa Goswami, he sent a man in Puri and told him, whenever Mahaprabhu will start for Vrindavan, at once he will come and inform. In the meantime, the man came, the Mahaprabhu started with an attendant towards Vrindavan via Benares. Then Rupa Goswami, when got this information, he sent a man with some the mystic poetry. Jari Rala Iram Naya Jarupate Kagata Mathurapuri Jari Raghupate Kagata Takosala Rala Iti Vichinta Kurusha Monasthiram Iram Nasadidam Jagati Tavadharaya No Ya Naya. In a figurative way, others cannot understand, only those know, those that are aware of this mystic meaning, they can read. So this was given to Sanatana anyhow. And also the man told 10,000 rupees have been kept with some merchant there to help you. Rupa Goswami has managed. So anyhow, with the help of that rupee, you get out of the prison house. And I am running to join Sri Chaitanya Dev towards Vrindavan, his journey to Vrindavan. And you also anyhow come hurriedly. Then Sanatana Goswami managed. He, with the jailer, bribed him, and he told him, when you were all in all above us, when you are in administration, so I'd like to help you, but I'm afraid of the punishment of the king. How can I do? I am giving a policy, I recommend it. You say that I took the prisoners on the side of Ganges for their answer the nature of the call of nature, and with the chain was in their leg, and Sanatan suddenly jumped into the river, and I tried my best but could not find him. Carried by the current, where he went, I didn't know. In this, you give this explanation. And the money he got, and the advice was given in this way, and he was ready. Only at dusk, just before the evening time, he released Sanatana. Then Sanatana Goswami, he went to the banks of the Ganges, and there he prayed with folded palms, Hago Rango. How can I cross this river? Suddenly found at dusk, yes, a piece of wood perhaps. He is so eager, as much as he can make progress, so he took a step on the wood floating, which is apparently floating on the Ganges, and he suddenly found that the floating wood is moving, and that was a crocodile, and the crocodile carried him to the other side of the Ganges. Anyhow, we were offering obeisance to Mahaprabhu. Sanatana started on the other side, one man with him, and he had eight golden
coins.
Golden coin, eight, and he took shelter under the chief of that is mountaineers. The chief showed very much courtesy, hospitality, made good arrangement as per the respectable guest. Sanatana Goswami thought, why this gentleman is showing so much respect for me, so much care he is taking for me. There must be some meaning. Then he asked his attendant, have you got any money with you? Yes, I have got. Why you have taken this is death direct. Kal Jam. Sangekana Aniyacha. A Kal Jam. Jam means death. Got upset. This you have taken with you, and this will be the cause of killing.